From the Illinois State Water Survey at the University of Illinois Prairie Research Institute, this is Illinois State climatologist Trent Ford. Average temperatures last week ranged from the low 40s in northern Illinois to low 60s in southern Illinois, between 2 and 9 degrees above average. A series of strong storms moved through northern and central Illinois, resulting in some places in a 25-degree drop in daily maximum temperature between Wednesday and Thursday. Temperatures remained above average in southern Illinois, and a station in McDonough County hit 89 degrees on Wednesday. Despite the late-week cooldown, April has started much warmer than normal across Illinois, consistent with the previous 3 months of 2020. Most of the state experienced measurable rainfall last week, ranging from less than a tenth of an inch in southeastern Illinois to over three-quarters of an inch in the Chicagoland area. Strong storms in northern and central Illinois last week resulted in 63 reports of hail, including 3-inch hail in Sangamon, Stevenson, and Winnebago counties, and strong winds, including a measured 74-mile-per-hour wind gust in Champaign County, according to the National Weather Service. Over the last 30 days, most of southern Illinois has experienced 1 to 2 inches above average precipitation, while areas north of Interstate 70 are closer, if not slightly drier, than normal. The prolonged period of near normal rainfall has helped dry soils across central Illinois. The big story for next week is the late season cold that will establish this weekend across the state and persist into next week. Nighttime minimum temperatures are expected to dip below freezing across most of northern and central Illinois on multiple nights. Freeze and frost events in early to mid-April are not unusual in the northern part of the state. However, persistent warm conditions throughout February and March have jump-started in early spring, making flowering trees, specialty crops, and tender perennials vulnerable to this week's freeze. It is important that specialty crop growers, gardeners, and horticulturists pay close attention to daily and hourly forecasts from the local National Weather Service office throughout the week and be ready to cover vulnerable plants. Looking farther out, the Climate Prediction Center 8 to 14 day outlook shows elevated chances of drier than normal conditions, but also strongly elevated chances of colder than normal conditions to persist till the late part of April. A few more weeks of relatively dry conditions would benefit persistently wet soils in northern and southern Illinois, even if below average temperatures reduce evaporation and slightly delay planting. This is Illinois State climatologist Trent Ford wishing everyone a happy, healthy weekend.